BetterAir.com.
All right, here's what happened while you might have been sleeping over the weekend. In Major League Baseball, in the American League showdown, the Rangers and the Yankees are tied at one game apiece. In the National League, the Phillies and the Giants are tied at one game apiece. And, oh, did anybody nail the score in our NFL game of the week? Well, we're going to tell you later this hour. The Vikings and the Cowboys in a big showdown. The game definitely lived up to its billing, but did any of you correctly nail the score? Here's a good reminder. If you don't know what I'm talking about, because usually we're zooming in and out of politics and what's going on in the world and in our own backyard. One really, really fun thing that we do, because we want to give things back to you. We want to give you prizes. We do this thing called Nail the Score. And every Thursday in our third hour, really Thursday into Friday morning, for most of you it's early on Friday morning, if you call in, you listen to what our game of the week is, randomly chosen by our big, bad, massive computer at the mothership in Minneapolis. Once that game is chosen, you call in, you tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. You could love, 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 love football, be a fantasy player, know everything or think you know everything about the game. Or you could know nothing about the game. It's all chance, baby. It's just like bellying up to the 7-Eleven, getting there at the counter and saying, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and circling numbers because the Powerball or Mega Millions is at an astronomical amount and you've decided you're going to plunk down $2 because you just know you're going to be the winner. So maybe we had a winner. Now, you're not going to win millions of dollars, but you're going to win incredible prizes from our prize closet that is so stacked with stuff that things are falling out of it. I'm not exaggerating. You might have some free coupons for great meals, some movie tickets, and a whole bunch of other loot that I don't want to give away, because if somebody nails the score, they'll get bragging rights, and then it'll be like a giant surprise when the package arrives. Of course, I might have to have Matt Johnson, our technical advisor, deliver it to you, because there's so much, it'd probably be cheaper to send him on a flight wherever it is, whether it's Lexington, Kentucky, or Connecticut, or any part of Illinois or California, wherever you hail from, if you nail the score. But we'll see if anyone did that. That comes up at the tail end of the hour. Also, did you know Botox was great for migraines? Isn't that a crazy, twisted thing? Vegas is closing the Liberace Museum. Oh, shucks darn, I never went. And then some real serious stuff happened probably while you were out, and we're going to jump on that right away. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can tell we like to cater to the people who have ADD, which is every single one of us. I guarantee there's not one person listening to me, even if they think they are laser-focused, that doesn't have at least a little bit of ADD. It's the world we live in. Everything is so fast. So we're going to cater to you. And also, left, right, or somewhere in between, I don't care what your stripes are, it's all about the conversation, my friends, and we're having a lot of it because we're getting closer and closer to November 2nd. So keep these digits handy. I like to give it out at the top. Therefore, I don't forget it, and you don't accuse me of not giving out the number enough. So it's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, let's dive right into some of the stuff that I think we're concerned about when it comes to the elections. And part of that has to simply do with what's happening with these upstart candidates and what's happening with the incumbents. There's a definite movement afoot, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, to just toss out all the incumbents, period. End of story. Even if you think they're okay or they're your party, just toss them all out. Teach everybody in Washington a lesson. Because if the change is good, then change every single one of them. And I'll tell you, the one race that scares a lot of people and excites a lot of people at the same time is the one in Nevada. Sharon Angle is so close, at least according to the polls, to knocking off Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. I mean, the odds in a state where they play the odds are totally in her favor at this point. So she would become the junior senator from Nevada, but she would be the dragon slayer. I mean, a folk hero, a legend, this woman from nowhere, from obscurity, because that's the truth, that suddenly appears and topples one of the biggest, baddest, most powerful partisan politicians on the Hill. He's been there 28 years. 28 years. That would be the biggest upset still. That would be the biggest gain for the Republicans. And she's benefiting from what some others may benefit from, the anti-establishment tsunami that is prevalent throughout this entire nation. This is not just rhetoric. This is not just nonsense spewed on talk radio. It's real. And if you have any conversations about politics or who's running or what's happening, or you drive around your neighborhood, look to see what the political signs are, what the political signs say. I did this very thing and found that I was stunned by some of the signs, to be honest, that I saw. And it would be knocking out the incumbents, just purely knocking out the incumbents, even some of the Republicans, kind of on both sides of it. And this may be what happens, but you're going to see a lot of people, I think, tumble who really believed that at the ninth hour, and when it all came down to it, when people go to vote on November 2nd, they're going to stick with what's tried and true, even if it's not working. But that might not happen. It certainly does not feel like it. Doesn't feel like it. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at these polls, and I'm looking at them from all different angles. And I say this all the time. You know, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but there's a reason we have them. Politicians wouldn't give a crap about the polls if it didn't present a snapshot of what was really happening. For example, how about the incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett and the challenger Ken Buck? They are in a virtual tie. So the Democrat there and the Republican are in a tie in the U.S. Senate race in Colorado. And they're getting ready for, or they just came off the heels of, a nationally televised debate. So the Rasmussen reports of the likely voters in Colorado showed Buck with 47% of the support to Bennett's 45%. Now, you do that, you know, a couple of points here, a couple of points there. It's a toss-up. I mean, this is a coin toss, no question about it. Buck had slightly, a little slight edge a couple of weeks ago, so just a few points. So pretty much it's been that way. It's kind of been that back and forth between the 4 points. And this is just a sampling of likely voters. And then you've got the independent candidate, Tom Tancredo. You remember Tom Tancredo? No illegals in this country. Get them all out. Kick them out. He's moved to within 4 points of his Democratic challenger, John Hickenlooper, to turn the Colorado governor's race into a coin flip, too. And this is happening pretty much almost everywhere. The sure things and the long shots are now one and the same. I mean, it's a race to the wire. That's why November 2nd is going to be very, very exciting on this show. And into the wee hours, of course, we have it, and we'll get all those results for you. I think some of them might even be too close to call. You may see that there's some challenges, and we might go days beyond the second to actually proclaim a winner in a couple of these, too. All right, coming up on the flip side, the economy. That's what everybody's concerned about. Where are we headed? What's the scoop? How about the Dow is supposed to end in the black? What does that all mean? Why are we so tight on these mortgages and lending if things are supposedly getting better? And how about the top 400 charities who say they are seeing billions less in donations, that it's been a terrible, terrible time out of Washington, they have this new ranking saying that donations actually dropped by 11% overall last year thanks to the Great Recession. Coming up on the flip side, a conversation with Saul Albaum.
I was drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all.
Back on something I was just talking about here, about the fact that charities are really having a rough time. Probably some of you maybe work for a charity occasionally, or you do a once a year work thing, whether it's United Way or something else, where you do something for a charity. And maybe there's just one that you particularly like. Well, they have shown the statistics. A report by the Giving USA Foundation found overall charitable giving declined almost 4% last year. And that means even private foundations and smaller charities really, really had a hard time. Well, of course, why are the charities having a hard time? The reason they're having a hard time is because people don't have the disposable income they had. So they're holding, I think, some of it back, or maybe they give to a couple of different charities, so they have to cherry pick the ones where they continue to write the check, let's say, that once a year check, for example, at Hanukkah time or Christmas time or whenever, because we're coming into that so-called giving season. It's about the money, baby, and that's what this election is about, too, the economy, the economy, the economy. So who better to have on the show, not a stranger to the show, but someone we haven't talked to in a while, financial man for ATN, that would be Saul Albaum. Hey, Saul, how are you doing?
I should be the financial man of AT&T. Get me some nice, 3-4% dividend. Great. Thank you, Kate. You know, I think it's interesting that you mentioned charitable contributions down only 4%. I mean, unemployment's up, 10%?
Yeah.
And it goes to show you how wonderful and how good and how altruistic the people of America are, your typical listeners. Despite the tough times, they still pony up and help out those less fortunate.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that it is a lot of times, Saul, the people that really can't afford to write the checks, it doesn't matter. Even if they can give $15 or whatever it is, they'll give that money. I am blown away by Americans and how, you're right, how giving Americans are, even in tough times, if you look at it that way. Although it's got to be scary when you're on the other end of that and you're trying to raise money for the charities because, you know, they're operating budgets and all that sort of stuff. They get a little nervous when they don't hit the numbers they're supposed to hit, right?
Right, right. You know, the Lord helps those who help themselves. I'm sure the many of your listeners will agree. And, you know, still, but it's absolutely remarkable that despite, you know, the worst economic times since the Great Depression, charitable giving is only down 4%. I mean, I think that's amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about the mortgage crunch now that we're in with the robo-signing and the freezing of the mortgages. I mean, it is. You have to laugh. It's just ridiculous. We cannot dig our way out of this hole. We're stepping on our own stupidity, whether it's Bank of America or one of the other lenders. It's crazy that we continue to go down this rabbit hole of problems with mortgages. What gives?
Well, that's what happens when you subsidize. Whatever you subsidize, you get more of, and we subsidize the banks or the financiers of these banks. All these banks should have went out of business, 2 years ago. So the basic problem is that in order to what they did, let me see if I can just break it down in 30 seconds for. Okay, so in order to have an entity that didn't have to pay taxes, these trusts can't actually own the assets. So they couldn't perfect, so they had robo-signers come up with saying that they really did own it. But the problem is, they, according to tax law, these securities can't own it. The people own it. They just kind of like maintain the cash flows between the mortgage, people who pay the mortgage and not own it. So even if... Now, look, it's not going to be too big of a deal because you have a mortgage. You know, they'll come up with the paperwork. You know, you didn't pay it. You know, even if there's technicalities, the general gist of the law will get followed. The problem is they're gonna have to, if they show ownership, they're gonna have to pay taxes. They're gonna take the banks are gonna take another hit. That's why Bank of America is down 9%. You know, this is nearly a new black swan to take down the whole financial system yet again, which should have went down 2 years ago. This is why you don't keep up the status quo. This is why this makes me so sick. I come on your show and I'm talking about government rules and regulations instead of talking about technology stocks, oil and gas. It's just all government regulation, tax law driven. It's like we're over in Russia, right? You know, God forbid. So yeah. So you know, this is going to be a hit for the major banks. Small banks didn't really do much of this. And but it's not going to be a super disaster. Read a report from Jeff Gundlach, the number two bond fund manager in the world, according to Morningstar. He's put out a note to his investors about 2 or 3 days ago saying, yeah, there's going to be a hit. This is not going to be too bad. So I don't want the viewers to think this is going to shut down everything. But it's, you know, but you know, there's going to be a few billion. There's going to be some losses. Absolutely.
All right, so heading into the weekend, Angelo Mozilla, who you know, the former Countrywide Financial Corp gangster, that's what I'm calling him, agreed to $67.5 million, right, to avoid this trial on civil fraud and, ooh, insider trading charges that he profited from doling out risky mortgages because he was maybe misleading investors about the risk. What do you say, fair or foul? I mean, they got the money, I guess. They settled, but I would have loved to see them skewer him.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody with a $10,000 suit and a $50 spray-on tan, you just can't trust. Have you ever seen this guy?
Yes,
I mean, he's more orange than Bert and Ernie on Sesame Street. I mean, this guy glows in the dark, and I guess it's not just from the tan, but from being so radioactive. I mean, yeah, absolutely. He knew what he was doing was effectively sell, toxic crap. I guess I'm going to watch my language on the air. Toxic bad stuff, and yeah, take him down, sure. And you know, his company was bad. He knew it was bad. He knew the deal was going through. He sold out hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stock as everything, as like a rat escaping the Titanic, and he made out like a bandit, and if anything, I'd like to see more of his ilk, you know, in $10,000 suit spray on tan, you know, he should at least serve federal crime just for looking so bad.
I agree with you. He's the worst. You know, some people can carry it off. He cannot carry it off. All right, so we're running out of time, but the Dow and the S&P 500, I was reading something earlier in the day that they might finish in the black. It looks like they're finishing the black. So, wow, all the bleak days we had, I guess it evened out.
Absolutely. Two things. Dollar's collapsing. Half of the major or most of the major profits from large companies come from overseas. So as and secondly, so as the dollar goes down, their assets overseas go up. Secondly, is with record low interest rates, you're juicing up all the big firms. I mean, I can't buy a bond for anybody these days. I mean, AAA GE bond is like a 1/3 of 1% out of 4 years. So bottom line is those large companies can go out and borrow money so cheaply and then reinvest it at a little bit of money and make money for everybody. So good time to keep owning large cap, and they're paying out some dividends. So, yes, absolutely. Now, the problem is when taxes have to go up, when this Pied Piper has to get paid for, that's when everything's going to crumble. We'll see. And that's something we can talk about on the next show.
All right, we'll absolutely do it. We'll talk about gold, too. See, you and I were on the beginning end of that gold rush. Remember, gold was like an ounce, I think it was like 400 when we were doing a financial show.
That's right. Not only that, but I don't know if you remember Miller Petroleum. We had the CEO on your show about 2 years ago. His
right.
stock was, he was out of Tennessee. He was a cute boy in his mid-40s,
yeah.
Number one driller out of Tennessee. His stock was trading at 22 cents, and about 6 months ago made it to the NASDAQ. You know what he's trading at today?
What?
$6.
That's good. Yeah. How about that? See what we knew.
So,
what we knew then. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What we knew then. See, we were right on the cutting edge of that.
Yeah. We've hit on a couple of good ones here. We certainly have. So, gold's going to keep going up. Silver's going to keep going up. Copper's at, you know, record levels. Palladium's at record levels. Corn, everything blowing up because the dollar's going down. Inflation, we got, you know, dollar at the multi-year low, you know, multi-decade low against the yen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of things are juicing up large company stocks. Nice place to be. You can come in there, swoop down, get some dividends and some reasonable safety. Nice place.
Yeah, dividends is the key. Saul Alvin, we look forward to our next conversation. Thanks for coming on ATN.
You got it, Kate.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
No attorneys to plead my case, no lawyers to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, in trouble now.
I have a theory. If politicians could just do pranks, any other kind of gags or stunts, they might have a better chance to get elected instead of drone on and on about the same old campaign promises that they know they can not achieve because they get stopped at every corner they turn if they really are going to jump on the soapbox and lead the charge for whatever the issue is, right? But look at Johnny Knoxville. Do you know who he is? Have you heard of this movie, Jackass 3D? Well, we're going to play a clip for you. Listen to this clip.
Me and the boys are about to do a little duck hunting.
Quack, 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 quack.
So, you know, this is radio, but that was his little stunt, right? And it was in 3D. Do you know that that movie opened this weekend to $50 million, a box office miracle? Maybe not a miracle. It was the third straight number one opening for the franchise. They launched back in 2002. It was called just Jackass the Movie. Then they had Jackass number two in 2006. Now this one, and shebang, $50 million. And like I said, it's all about pranks. I mean, basically that's what they do in this movie. Crazy, silly, nutty guy. I'm going to call it guy pranks. And some of it's funny. I've seen clips of it. Some of it's funny, but enough that it drags people into the movie. So it kind of melds the reality thing with the nutty thing, and somehow it has absolutely cornered the market for especially young people. On the other end of the spectrum, there was a movie called Red. Had a lot of famous people in it. Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, a lot of old-timers, Helen Mirren, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker. And that was about some retired black ops agents that were actually targeted by the CIA. Do you know it opened to barely half of what Jackass 3D was, $22.5 million. What does that say? What does that say about what people want in this country? Hey, Matt, you didn't see Jackass in 3D, did you?
I have not yet, but I do plan on seeing it sometime.
And you saw the other two, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
So, okay, so you know it better than me. Explain the phenomenon. It's just, like, silly, slapsticky funny?
Yeah, it basically is, but it's stuff that... It's kind of like one of those... It's the viral video kind of theme, where it's all the stuff that gets popular on the internet that people always want to see but don't want to admit maybe that they like it, I guess. You know, guys getting... Maybe hitting the groin area, lots of punches to the face, pranks being pulled on people. It's stuff that the YouTube kind of scene be made popular.
All right, so we're going to have to change up the order here in America tonight. You're going to have to start doing some stunts, and we're going to have to make them viral, I think.
All right, we'll get the webcam working.
That's right. We're going to put the webcam on this sucker, and we'll just spin the wheel of fortune and see what happens. Let's go across the border to Canada and Montreal. Sam. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
How about out of this world and stupendous as well?
I see. That's the right attitude to have. When you have an attitude like that, you can't miss.
For sure. Anyway, okay, while reffing football yesterday, I was talking to one of the coaches, and he and the company he works for, they have a distribution warehouse in upstate New York, and he's following the, gubernatorial election, and he's noticing all of a sudden that Andrew, he almost called him Mario, Freudian slip there, he said that Andrew almost has a double-digit lead. And I said, what I'm afraid of, but I don't think it'll happen, it could be that Andrew could be the puppet and Dad could be the puppeteer. He goes, I've met Governor Cuomo Sr., and he's not like that. But tomorrow night there's supposedly a big debate in New York State between Cuomo and his opponent, so that could decide everything. But, I mean, with that double-digit lead, I don't think it's going to make much of a dent.
I don't think so either. I think Cuomo has this in the bag. Carl Palandino hasn't made a dent with the Cuomo people and the independents. And
right.
The way New York slants anyway, for the most part, voting-wise, you'd have to be somebody who's a little bit more moderate. And he keeps getting stuck on crazy things. He keeps getting hung up on... things
right.
that's easy to trip him up on from the Cuomo campaign, and that's what they're doing. Everything will just get blown out, like comments he made about gays, and then it turns out he has a lot of gay people at work, including his nephew, that work on his campaign, but it doesn't matter. The cat's out of the bag. It doesn't sound right, and
right.
He's tripping up all over the place.
Well, just like in the, well, when he said that about gay people, he said it in a very Orthodox Jewish area of Brooklyn.
Right.
Now there's one rabbi who was saying, hey, look what you did. I'm telling my, because, you know, in the Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods, whatever the rabbi says goes in some cases. So he's telling his, how shall we call it, his followers, not to vote for Palandino because of that and, you know. Because,
yeah, the way it came out, absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. And, okay, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but what about a certain entrepreneurial wrestling person? How's she doing? Have you heard?
Yeah, Blumenthal, her opponent, is head and shoulders. Richard Blumenthal is head and shoulders above her now. He's getting into the double-digit leads over Linda McMahon. So they are putting everything they can out on the streets, going with full force into advertising, I heard,
right.
Whether it's radio or television or the side of buses or whatever. They're really pulling out all the stops because he jumped to a little bit of a lead in that one.
What happened?
Who knows? Well, I think that they did a debate, and also more of his supporters started to come out. More of his supporters were kind of, I call it, lying in the weeds, and that's what they were doing, and now all
right.
of a sudden they're front and center, so that's starting to make a difference.
Oh, okay. Uralowitz won this afternoon just barely, but like one reporter said, it wasn't ugly, but a win is a win, just to let you know. And I say you're Phillies in six. That's my prediction.
Good. I like that. It's because it's been tough with the Giants. The Giants made it interesting. They won the first game, pitched well, and in Philadelphia took it 4-3. The Phillies came alive and won the second one 6-1.
Right.
But six is good. I agree.
Okay. And they're not waiting to lynch Carey Price just yet here in Montreal.
There you go. Exactly.
If you know what I mean.
Perfect. Sounds good, Sam. So call us up later in the week. I'm sure we'll be talking to you. We got the skinny on it. We'll have the skinny on the other elections, too. Sam is particularly interested in Connecticut. You think of the proximity of Connecticut to, in a way, to Canada and the Canadian border, and maybe if there's some trade through there. Just the curiosity would be more in the northeast. And there's some – the two interesting elections would be – the one with Linda McMahon and Richard Blumenthal, that's, of course, for Senate, and the gubernatorial race, which is Andrew Cuomo and Carl Palandino. As Sam mentioned, that they're going to have a debate, but Palandino is really behind, and I don't know what would push him forward, a scandal. I mean, that's what it would be, some outrageous Cuomo scandal that suddenly came to light would be the thing that could maybe press him out of this. But there are so many people supporting him, and so much of that nepotism, too, from his father and the political background, all that sort of stuff, and just his background. And Palandino, as the businessman who has the money but is unknown and is not saying the right thing for most of New York to jump up and say they want to vote for him, if you look at the way New York slants. There are just some things that are, and it takes an incredible politician to change the minds of a state that has an ideology that pretty much votes the same way. It's like Delaware. Delaware, if anything, is definitely Democrat territory. And that's why Mike Castle, who was a more moderate Republican, had success there, because he wasn't the conservative, hardcore GOPer. And he was able to get elected in a couple of different offices, one governor for two terms. And now in this Senate race on the Republican side, he gets knocked out by Christine O'Donnell, who is trailing big time to Chris Coons, who is the Democrat running for that Senate spot. And it'll take a Hail Mary for her, too. Of course, likely voters, as I said, that can change. But when you get into the double digits, it's harder to move that mountain. And there are just some things that are and traditionally have been. And to be able to change the minds, to flip what normally is a Democratic state or a Republican-driven state, it takes somebody to really fall on their face in that particular office, and it takes somebody with an incredible message that somehow lines up a little bit with an ideology that might not be their party's. You get what I'm saying. In other words, a lot of two-stepping, a lot of sidestepping, a lot of dancing around, but you have to be a very polished dancer. Now, this is what many of us don't want. We don't want the polished politician. We want the person who might step in the trap, the person who might fall in the hole, but really, we believe they're straight shooters. They're saying what it is. They're stepping maybe in a mess, and maybe they make a mistake, but they're telling it to you the way it is. A lot of people don't think that's realistic, though, once you get on the hill, because you still have to play the political game. That's why there was the push to just get all the incumbents out, because you would have all newcomers. It would be a completely different game with newcomers instead of incumbents across the board. All right, speaking of games, sports shorts on the flip side.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hanging out with you here on America Tonight. All right, I promised some sports shorts, so we'll serve it up. I got to get to this. I've already gotten 15 emails. Did I win? You must forget your scores when you give me your scores for the ball games, because I have to tell you, no, nobody nailed the score. Oh, bummer, isn't it? I really thought this time around we would have a winner, but sure enough, and it's one of those scores, too, that you would think, well, that's kind of a common score. You know, this sometimes games end this way. But that's why you can never predict these things. So the Vikings beat the Cowboys 24-21, right? And this is a your backs against the wall kind of game. Now the Cowboys are 1-4. The Vikings pick up their second win, so they still have a little more life in them. For the Cowboys, somehow they got to dig deep and get some discipline and forget about these penalties, but they've got a hard road schedule ahead. I mean, they're off their bye week. All that stuff is behind them. So with that being the final score, you know what you guessed? I'm looking at people who guessed the Vikings, And there were plenty of people that thought the Vikings would win, like Rick in Illinois, who thought Minnesota would do it 24-17, or Herschel in Missouri, who liked the Vikings 21-17, or even Allen, Canada, 28-17 Vikings. I picked the Vikings 27-24. Charlie in Kentucky picked the Vikings 38-24. But nobody, Scott in Iowa, said Vikings 34-21. Dan in Texas, 28-24 Vikings. You get my drift. Nobody said the Vikings would win this thing by a score of 24-21. And that's what happened. So once again, week six comes and goes. The good news is we're continuing to play our very fun game called Nail the Score. If you don't know anything about it, I said it at the top of the hour. I'll say it again. Tune in Thursday/Friday morning in our third hour. Our super mega incredible sports computer at the mothership at the network facilities in Minneapolis. Pick the game of the week. So it could be any, I mean, I don't know, it could be any game. It happened to be this game, which really turned out to be a pretty interesting nail-biter kind of game. I'm sure some of the people listening to me right now are on the edge of their seat thinking maybe they were going to nail the score. And you don't have to know anything about football. You don't have to analyze it. You don't have to like a certain team. None of that. You just have to pick a team and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. But nobody did it. So week seven, we'll do it again. How's that? All right, in the meantime, sadly, there was a terrible accident in college football, and it is an accident. I have a cousin who works for Rutgers, and boy, they've had a rough time lately with the story of the guy who sadly was bullied, basically, and jumped off the George Washington Bridge a couple of weeks ago. Now you have this Rutgers defensive tackle, Eric LeGrand, who was paralyzed below the neck after making a tackle during a game against Army, and he's going to be hospitalized for the very near future, they say. The Rutgers football folks are saying that he's in the intensive care unit. I mean, this is as of the last check at Hackensack University Medical Center. They did the emergency surgery thing to try to stabilize his spine. That's what happens after he made a tackle with, you know, less than 5 minutes basically to go in the game at the new Meadowlands Stadium in overtime. So the poor coach, Greg Schiano, who just, you could see the tears in the guy's face when he had his press conference, and, you know, Rutgers won that game in overtime 23-20. But, you know, this kid, it just shows you how, hey, this is the game of football and how precious life is. LeGrand was hurt with 5 minutes and like 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. He made a tackle on a kickoff return after Rutgers had tied the game at 17, you heard me say the final score, it went into overtime. I mean, he was laying there on the turf at least 5 minutes plus, and they just treated him, and, you know, the teams do what you think they would do because they're horrified. They take a knee and they watch it unfold. They walk onto the field, and then at one point, you know, they had to remove him. They had to remove him in on a stretcher, and so it's you just don't know. You don't know where it goes from here, but boy, you certainly pray for this kid. He was a good, good kid. I mean, not like, doesn't matter. I mean, he was part of the football team, but he was known for caring about the other players. He had this great work ethic. He was part of the leadership council for a couple of years, and he was a popular player, and I'm sure it just hit them right in the gut when that happened. In fact, I think we've got some let you hear a little sound from that. Here's how it played out. I believe we've got that on ESPN. Check it out.
It's Malcolm Brown. Oh, what a great open field hit by Eric LeGrand, who is shaken up on the play. Boy, when you play on those kickoff teams, Kurt, you have sometimes you got 40, 50 yards of momentum running at full speed, and then you initiate the contact.
And see, they didn't realize there, because of course they didn't. Wow, look at the hit, and that's all it takes. It's just that hit, you know, with the head down, or the position that you actually hit the guy you're tackling. Matt, probably the saddest story, one of the saddest stories coming out of a full weekend of sports. You hate to see that happen. This kid now in this situation where he's going to have to do whatever he can to try to live his a productive life, but very tough for somebody who was so active and part of this football team.
Yeah, it's something you never want to see. And actually, it was a pretty bad weekend for football injuries.
It was.
DeSean Jackson got lit up. So did Josh Cribbs and Muhammad Masakoi. There's a lot of big injuries with some hard hits this weekend.
Yeah. And the DeSean Jackson injury was so bad. He, of course, is a stud wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. His hit was so bad. I was watching that collision. You thought that was going to be a repeat, and he was more than shaken up on that play. It was a head-on collision. It was in the second quarter of the Eagles-Falcons game. He's got a head injury. He didn't return to the game. They're talking about the fact that the concussion was so bad that it looks like he lost a little bit of memory. So what does that mean? You know, they're talking about all these head injuries in the NFL. When does he come back? I mean, who knows? He could be out a couple of games, and it looked pretty scary when he took that. It looked like two freight trains, frankly, colliding. And like I said before, you just don't realize that. Philadelphia, of course, blew out Atlanta 31-17, by the way, in the end. But Matt was right. There were a couple of other really sad, sad things that happened. All right, here's something else that I'll tell you has got to be pretty sad for people who like to kick back and just watch some sports over the weekend. Get away from the politics of it all. Just let me relax. Let me take a breather. Let me root for my team. So for the fourth time in a year, Cablevision, for people listening to me in Connecticut, New York, you know what I'm talking about. They've got like 3 million subscribers in Philly and New York, and they're in a dispute with the networks. So what happens is they don't get to see the game. They miss the baseball playoffs. They miss Sunday's New York Giants game. They could miss a couple of other things. They'll miss top-rated shows. Maybe they watch House. I don't know. But you had a couple of big stations that were dark. And then you had cable channels like Fox Business Network and National Geographic and some others that were dark. I mean, this is ridiculous what's happened to different subscribers of different things. And you know what I'm talking about. If, like in Texas, they've got the Dish Network, and they're having problems with that too. People are missing games, so you've got cable subscribers that become the victims of these disputes over money from the networks and whatever the particular cable outlet is. If you remember, in March, customers lost their ABC stations in New York into the hours leading up to the Oscars, and viewers missed the first 15 minutes of that show before Walt Disney Company and Cablevision reached a tentative deal. So they missed a little bit of it. But boy, you watch sports and it's completely knocked out. Oh, it's the worst feeling, I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one, and it is, in fact, one of my favorite sports quotes, and it's not from somebody in the world of sports. It was from a guy who used to wear the black robe. Earl Warren said, "I always turn to the sports section first. The sports page records people's accomplishments. The front page has nothing but man's failures."